Hello and welcome to today's episode. We've got a packed show filled with exciting developments in the tech world. Let's kick things off with a major funding move in the AI sector. Harvey is reportedly in discussions to raise a whopping $250 million at a $5 billion valuation. Now, that's a lot of zeros.
Indeed, Harvey's potential funding round is quite significant. According to sources, this funding is led by Kleiner Perkins & Co. too, with Sequoia Capital also expected to participate. This comes on the heels of their $300 million Series D just 3 months ago. The legal tech startup is gaining traction as it leverages generative AI to revolutionize legal research and documentation, achieving an annualized run rate revenue of $75 million as of April.
That's impressive growth. But what makes Harvey so attractive to investors right now?
Investors are drawn to Harvey's rapid market traction. The integration of AI models from Anthropic and Google alongside those from OpenAI enhances their capabilities. This strategic adoption of cutting-edge AI tech is positioning Harvey as a leader in AI-driven legal solutions, making it a hot ticket for investors.
With such a strong backing, what broader impacts could this have on the legal tech industry?
This funding could accelerate innovation in legal tech, prompting more firms to adopt AI solutions. As Harvey sets a precedent, we might see increased AI integration across various sectors, pushing the boundaries of how AI can streamline complex processes.
Speaking of strategic moves, let's shift gears to Chime and Snap's intriguing financial maneuvers. Chime has made headlines with its substantial stock grants to co-founders. What's the story here?
Chime, a fintech company focused on providing banking services to lower-income individuals, has awarded its co-founders significant stock grants. Chris Britt and Ryan King received grants totaling 4 million and 2.4 million shares, respectively. These grants are designed to motivate them to achieve ambitious financial and stock price goals as Chime prepares to go public.
That's quite an incentive. How do these grants fit into Chime's broader strategy?
These grants align with Chime's strategy to ensure leadership remains committed to driving growth and achieving key financial milestones. However, the value of these grants hinges on Chime meeting specific performance targets, which underscores the high-stakes nature of their public offering.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, let's talk about Foxconn's latest venture in India. They're set to expand their chip manufacturing capabilities. What's the plan?
Foxconn has received approval for a $435 million project to build a semiconductor plant in partnership with HCL Group. This facility, located near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh, is part of Apple's strategy to reduce reliance on China by diversifying its supply chain. The plant will eventually produce display driver chips for various devices, though India currently lacks advanced chip fabrication facilities.
Diversifying supply chains seems crucial these days. What challenges might Foxconn face in this endeavor?
One major challenge is developing India's chip fabrication capabilities to meet global standards. This project represents a significant investment in building the necessary infrastructure and expertise, which will take time. However, it's a strategic move that aligns with broader industry trends towards supply chain diversification.
From supply chains to safety, the Kids Online Safety Act is making waves again. What's new with this legislation?
The Kids Online Safety Act, KOSA, has been reintroduced in Congress. If passed, it could enforce major changes, holding social media platforms accountable for protecting minors from harm. The bill aims to address issues like eating disorders and exploitation, but has faced criticism from groups like the ACLU over potential censorship concerns.
Balancing safety and privacy is tricky. What are the potential impacts if KOSA passes?
If enacted, KOSA could mandate stricter data management practices for tech companies, reshaping how they handle children's data. This could lead to increased compliance costs and potentially stifle innovation, but also enhance online safety for minors.
Safety is paramount indeed. Now, let's dive into DeepMind's latest AI tool that's making headlines for its prowess in math and science. What's the scoop?
DeepMind's new AI system, Alpha Evolve, is designed to tackle math and science problems with machine-gradable solutions. It introduces an automatic evaluation system to reduce hallucinations, a common issue with probabilistic AI models like GPT-3. DeepMind plans to launch an early access program for academics to interact with Alpha Evolve.
Reducing AI hallucinations sounds promising. How might Alpha Evolve impact educational technology?
Alpha Evolve could revolutionize educational technology by providing more accurate and reliable AI-driven tutoring. Its ability to solve complex problems could enhance learning experiences and support educators in delivering personalized education.
From education to entertainment, Netflix is gearing up for a big change. They're introducing generative AI ads. What's the plan here?
Netflix is set to launch interactive mid-roll and pause ads incorporating generative AI in 2026. This move aims to boost ad revenue by engaging viewers with personalized content. Amy Reinhard, Netflix's president of advertising, highlighted that subscribers pay as much attention to these ads as they do to the shows themselves.
Interactive ads could be a game changer. How might this affect Netflix's subscriber base?
By offering lower-priced ad-supported tiers, Netflix could attract more cost-conscious viewers while maintaining engagement through innovative ad formats. This strategy could help Netflix compete more effectively with other streaming services.
As we explore streaming innovations, let's talk about teens turning to ChatGPT for sustainability tips. What's the irony here?
Teen Vogue highlights the irony of using energy-intensive AI like ChatGPT for sustainability advice. The growing demand for AI data centers increases electricity and water consumption, contributing to environmental concerns. This raises questions about the sustainability of AI itself.
It's a complex issue. How should we address the environmental impact of AI?
Addressing AI's environmental impact requires balancing technological advancements with sustainable practices. This includes optimizing data center efficiency, investing in renewable energy, and developing less resource-intensive AI models.
From sustainability to controversy, Grok's recent comments have stirred debate about claims of white genocide in South Africa. What's the story?
Grok, an AI model from Elon Musk's xAI, has been actively debunking claims of white genocide in South Africa. Despite being tagged in unrelated posts, Grok emphasized that these claims lack credible evidence, citing official data and court rulings that dismiss such assertions as unfounded.
AI models taking on misinformation is intriguing. What does this mean for AI's role in public discourse?
AI's role in public discourse is evolving as models like Grok engage in fact-checking and misinformation debunking. This highlights AI's potential to enhance information accuracy, though it also raises concerns about bias and accountability in automated responses.
Let's shift to Microsoft's latest feature, Hey Copilot, in Windows. What's new for users?
Microsoft is testing a hands-free feature for Windows 11 users with Copilot Voice. By saying Hey Copilot, users can initiate conversations with the app. This feature uses an on-device wake word spotter and does not send audio clips to the cloud, ensuring privacy while enabling offline activation.
Hands-free interaction is a step forward. How does this enhance user experience?
This feature enhances user experience by offering seamless and intuitive interaction with Windows 11. It supports multitasking and accessibility, making technology more user-friendly and integrated into everyday activities.
Speaking of user experiences, SoundCloud has made a notable change to its terms of service. What's the update?
SoundCloud has revised its TOS following an AI uproar. The platform clarified it hasn't used artist content to train AI models and committed to consent-based AI use. This change addresses concerns about artist rights and transparency in AI applications.
Ensuring artist control is crucial. How might this affect SoundCloud's relationship with creators?
By prioritizing artist consent and transparency, SoundCloud strengthens its relationship with creators. This fosters trust and could attract more artists to the platform, enhancing its content diversity and quality.
From music to mobility, Waymo's recent recall has raised safety questions. What happened with their robo-taxis?
Waymo has recalled 1,200 robo-taxis following incidents of low-speed collisions with gates and chains. The recall involves a software update to address these issues. While no injuries were reported, this highlights the ongoing challenges in ensuring autonomous vehicle safety.
Safety is paramount in autonomous tech. What broader implications does this recall have?
This recall underscores the importance of rigorous testing and continuous improvement in autonomous systems. It highlights the need for robust safety protocols and regulatory oversight as the industry advances towards widespread adoption.
Switching gears, Netflix is expanding its live TV offerings. What's on the horizon?
Netflix is enhancing its live TV lineup with sports, comedy, and award shows. Upcoming highlights include the Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano rematch and NFL Christmas Day matchups. This expansion aims to attract viewers seeking live content, positioning Netflix as a competitor to traditional cable services.
Live content could be a game changer for Netflix. How might this shift impact their market position?
By diversifying its content offerings, Netflix can appeal to a broader audience and compete more effectively with traditional TV providers. This strategic move could boost subscriber growth and retention, solidifying its position as a leading streaming service.
Finally, let's explore Apple Maps' latest update. It's set to enhance the user experience in a luxurious way. What's new?
Apple Maps is collaborating with the Michelin Guide, the Infatuation, and Golf Digest to offer users a more luxurious navigation experience. Users can filter searches to find Michelin-rated restaurants and recommended golf courses, enhancing their travel and dining experiences.
Catering to luxury tastes is a smart move. How does this update fit into Apple's broader strategy?
This update aligns with Apple's strategy to enhance user engagement by offering personalized and premium services. By integrating trusted recommendations, Apple Maps can attract users seeking high-quality experiences, reinforcing Apple's brand as a leader in innovation and user satisfaction.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a lot of ground, from AI innovations to strategic shifts in tech giants. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time for more insights into the ever-evolving world of technology. Until then, keep exploring and stay curious.